when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you people are in the world listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, you're listening to Blood River Radio, people. And we have a good show for you tonight. We have a small, just a one or two announcements to make. We got rid of most of our announcements last week. As you well know, we've been talking about this for several months. Matt, my right-hand man, he's one of my right-hand men. We're going to be going up to Harrison, Arkansas. Next week, we're going to be up there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be coming back Monday morning. We're going to have a lot of festivities going up there. We're going to broadcast a radio show from up there, too. We're even going to try to talk Sam and letting us broadcast some on his show. As you well know, Sam has a show, Liberty Roundtable, a Dynamite show. Comes on, I think he comes on 6 days a week, and he comes on from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Standard. But don't do like I do. Don't call him in the middle of his broadcast because he's a real good guy. He has the patience of Job, but people like me. Yeah, unless you want to go on the air, of course. Yes, if you want to go on the air, you can call Sam, and we'll get his number out there. But we would, I'm sure he would like callers. But anyway, we're going to be up there. Sam might let us broadcast some next Saturday. We'll see. Depends on what guests we have at Harrison, Arkansas. But, you know, just a side note, about 3 weeks ago, thereabouts, they had the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter came up there. And have you ever been up to up for these wonderful people, Pastor Thomas Robb and my spirit son, Jason Robb. I'm really attached to that kid, I tell you. He's younger than my youngest daughter. But they're the nicest people on earth. You have never seen any nicer people. They're the salt of the earth people. And listen, they have this, I call it a compound, but it's not really a compound. If they have what Matt would call the big house. They're working on this gigantic new house. They're going to have a museum there from our people, white people that have fought for white Christian rights going back years and years and years. And matter of fact, we're going to do a series on heroes of the past one of these days, Jason Robb and myself and Pastor Robb. But we're going to be up there. And believe it or not, they have to bus people in for miles because this place is located out in the middle of nowhere. I call it the middle of nowhere. This should show you where to drive a point home I've made before. I don't want to get this rabbit trail too long. People, you cannot get away from the enemy. You can't get away from the devil. They will follow you no matter where you go. So sooner or later, and it's going to be, well, we're already having to stand and fight in some cities. Anyway, that's about the only announcement we have. Now, if you tuned in last week, we had Dave Geharia on and Paul English. Paul English called in from the UK, and they're releasing their all-new video about the bombing of Dresden, their book that Michael Goodrich, a.k.a. Michael Goodrich, made a book called Hellstorm. That's right. So they've got that. We talked all about that last week. It was a great show. If you'd like to order some of the stuff from them, go to our website, and I'm sure you'll be able to find their address. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to tell you the guest we got, but we're and he's going to lead the prayer. We have Pastor Everett Ramsey. He's got more degrees than I can pronounce it. A doctor of a divinity, I guess, a DD, a DM, a DCL.
Well, those letters on there, my professor told me years ago, it doesn't really amount to much. doesn't make you a better preacher. It just makes people understand you spent years studying, I guess. But anyway,
I'll tell you what,
all right, you want to have prayer? We'll open it up.
Yes, Heavenly sir. Father, I certainly do.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to talk to this fine gentleman of your loving and your care for him and his family. We thank you, Lord, for the work that he does. We know he's on the front line. He's put himself out where the enemy knows where he is, and many Christians today don't do that. And we pray that you'll protect him and protect his children, his grandchildren, and protect the radio station and those that are affiliated with it. This message needs to get out on a regular basis. And, Father, we pray that you'll anoint us with thy spirit today. Give us a mind and a tongue that is controlled by you, and that the hearer's ears will be anointed to hear the message you want them to hear. And we'll give you the praise for all good things that happen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's a gigantic amen to that, Pastor. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, though, we've never needed any prayer more than we need it nowadays. And by the way, Pastor is the pastor at the Faith Baptist Church. It's the Congregation of God's Covenant People. Is that in Houston, Missouri,
Yes,
Pastor?
Yes, it is. And we have satellite churches around that we go. We have one in Mountain Home, Arkansas, where we go. We had one group in Wisconsin. We have a group in Illinois. We have a group in a couple of other states. And we have people part of our church. What we call it, a church without walls. We have about 350 families nationwide, and we have a few out of Canada, and some out of Australia, and some out of England and Ireland. But most of the people are here in the United States.
Wow, I had no idea that you were spread out that far, even above the Mason-Dixon line. That says a lot, bro. It certainly does.
Well, there are a lot of good people who know what's going on, and we'll get to that in a bit. But go ahead. I keep interrupting you. I don't mean to do that.
Oh, no. You're the guest. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Just to explain to the people, this is a nice, curious title, A Congregation of God's Covenant People. Pastor, in your own words, of course, it would be nobody else's words. who are God's covenant people? How do you get to be a God's covenant people?
Well, God's covenant people were those people who he chose from the beginning of time, before the foundation of the world, to be his people. And then he created them in Adam, and then he had to destroy the line with the flood because of the genetic mixing, which, by the way, is part of what we're going to talk about today. But we're seeing it again, as it was in the days of Noah, social to be in the coming of the Lord. They did all kinds of mixing of the bloodline, and the Lord had to kill it off and start over, or there would have been no bloodline for the Savior to come and redeem the people. But the only way you get to be a covenant people is that you were chosen. And the Lord, we use the name Israel. Some people like to use the word Jew, which is not right. But it's not people who choose Jesus. It's people whom Jesus called and Jesus chose and God chose. They're his covenant people. He made a covenant with them. And either we have a covenant with him or we do not have a covenant with him. And if we have a covenant with him, that covenant includes eternal life. It includes the power of the Spirit to bring us to repentance and to cause us to be regenerated, to cause us to live for God and to obey his law. And people don't normally do that without some power over and above themselves. So today, if you were to go to the news, regular news press, or you go to the politicians, and ask them who the covenant people are, they'd say the Jews. But that's been a stolen title, and they stole it from Israel. And Israel is still God's covenant people, and that's who we're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm not a Bible scholar, but now at one time, there was 12 tribes of
Yeah, there were actually became 13. Joseph got a double portion, so he got two sons that were considered tribes to take his place.
Now, so, in the beginning, go ahead, Pastor.
No, I'm just going to say there were basically 13 tribes, but 12 to begin with, and the Levites were scattered throughout all of them. So there are lots of debates and studies about how many tribes there are, but There are 13 sons, and there are at least 12 tribes, so we'll go with that.
So then, if you came out of one of those tribes, you would have originally been, if you keep the contract, keep the covenant, you would have been one of God's covenant people. And the term, correct me when I get through if I'm wrong, and the term Jew, didn't that not come from the tribe of Judah? Judah was just one of the many tribes. You had Judah, you had the tribe of Benjamin, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Is that right, my pastor?
Well, yes, that is correct. But the term Jew was not used to describe even the tribe of Judah until they got back from Babylon. And the people who came back, it's a long story, but to make it short, it is important. And one of the biggest sins that the Israelites did when they came back to Jerusalem out of Babylon and rebuilt the city is that the Edomites, who lived next door to them, kept raiding them with their weapons and killing people, stealing their goods. And finally, the Maccabees, who were in charge at that time, they said, "We've had enough of this, and we're going to go to war." And they went to war, and the people, the Edomites, they did not kill, and the Edomites who did not run away, they were captured. And they made a stupid offer to them. They told the Edomites, "Look, you can either die or you can be circumcised and become one of us." Well, that was, they had no power to give the covenant of Jacob to Esau. They had no power to do that. Yet that's exactly what they tried to do. And eventually, the Edomites took over the reign in Jerusalem. And that's where Herod was an Edomite.
Well, Pastor, we had to go to a quick break. You probably can't hear the music. We'll continue there as soon as we come back from this quick break.
Okay.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, thank you for holding on. I really appreciate you people. I really do. You know, without our listeners, we wouldn't be here. I know that sounds like a cliche, but we don't just do it for our listeners. We do. I'm not going to lie. We do it for ourselves. I do it for myself, for my wife, my kids, my grandkids, and everybody else's kids, you know, because sometimes I don't know why I do it, because I tell you, you can ask Sam. It's a long, hard you would not believe how much work goes into just a little rodeo program like this. It never ceases. But I'm not complaining. It's a battle of love. But, you know, Pastor, I was just telling Sam during the break, Sam does the same thing I do. I do the same thing he does. I'll have a script. I'm going to talk about this point, this point, this point, this point, and then the guest will say something. I said, that makes my points look like Dullsville. So Sam said he'll sometimes he just throws he'll spend like a couple of hours getting the show planned. It goes in the garbage. It goes off on these rabbit trails. I do the same thing. But anyway,
well,
Pastor, getting back to
that too. There are times when I've had a week's work on a sermon and got in the pulpit and tore it up and threw it away and went ad lib. It just happens. That's the Holy Spirit.
I guess that's what that is. But I'll tell you what, I've been feeling the Holy Spirit a lot lately, Pastor. Lord knows I'm way yonder from being. Well, an old pastor once told me before I left, I don't have to tell you why I left the Southern Baptist Church. I was there short-lived. I was real close to, let's see, I was 62 years old almost before I got baptized. They say that the odds of getting saved when you're that old is pretty slim. But anyway, he told me, he said, he's not where he should be, but he's a lot better than where he used to be. But anyway,
well,
his church got infiltrated.
The thing is, 52 is not bad. The Lord brings us to himself when it's time for us to do something he wants us to do. That's what he does. And I've seen people that came to the Lord when they were 12 years old and got baptized and turned out to be the worst kind of crooks in the world. So, you know, age doesn't have anything to do with it. Whether the Lord had a real operation on the heart of the person or not.
Well, I'll tell you what, before I get off on too many rabbit trails about myself, God pretty much took my head and slammed it into the concrete several times to get my attention.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I could tell you horror stories about what I went through, but I won't get into that. A lot of my best friends know the hell that I went through, but I won't get into that tonight. But I know, I'll tell people there is a God of the King James Bible, and that's all. And I put my faith on that.
Yep.
But anyway,
amen.
Pastor, yes, sir. You were talking about, God's covenant people and where
right.
the term Jew came from, et cetera. Would you like to continue on that, or would you like to, I know you also published a couple of pamphlets, and we're going to talk about forced vaccinations. We got all kinds of, we got more.
Yeah,
I think
they both go together, Eddie. The covenant people of God are obligated under covenant to obey God and to do what God wants, and one of those things is, he said, we are not to cut on ourselves or mark on ourselves or put into our bodies things that were going to contaminate us. And if you look at the ingredients they're putting in this so-called COVID vaccine, they've got DNA from aborted babies in there. They've got nanobots electric that can manipulate your DNA. If you were born into this world and Israel, look, why did God have to come down with a flood? You know, our people don't know enough, and our preachers are so weak and so non-educated. Have they ever studied what life was like before the flood? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And if you go into Jasher chapter 4 and read 4 and 5 out of Jasher, it tells you right there that they manipulated the DNA. They manipulated the cell work of the body. They actually put human cells and they put animal cells together, and that's how they got some of these strange animals that are now known as folklore. That's where the unicorn came from. That's where this animal they had was half man and half beast. They had manipulated with the DNA, and it was affecting the line of his covenant people to the point where they were being obliterated, because once they did away with their DNA structure, they could no longer be a part of that covenant people. And so today, the same people who did it in that day are doing it today. They're the same people. They're the same Canaanites. They're the same descendants of Cain. They're the same people, and they thought they had it done last time, but God fooled them. He had one person. If you go to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, and Noah found favor with God. Why? Because his genetics, his descendants, his generations were pure. That's how he got picked. He didn't have his bloodline messed up, and God put him on a boat, and everybody else was killed, and he started over. Well, they're not going to make the mistake. They don't think they're going to make the same mistake this time. They're going to get everybody. They want 7.5 billion doses of this vaccine. Why? Because they're going to go in and mess up everybody's DNA. That's what they want to do. And that's why we as God's people have to say no to this vaccine. We cannot be a part of it. Scary.
Yes, sir, it is. It is being pushed by some of the biggest people in the world. Well, you know, it's funny. I was going to ask you, explained everything I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, was that bloodline, was it the bloodline of Satan pretty much that was behind back in the
yes.
time of Noah?
Yeah, I believe that the Canaanites, you know, people have asked me, there's a lot of people who say, well, Eve had sex with the devil and had Cain. Well, I don't believe that per se, but I believe that Cain's seed line was messed up and cursed, and God cursed that seed line, and out of him came the Canaanites and the Amalekites and all the Idas brothers and the ones who are trying to destroy God's covenant people. They're still here. They're still the biggest Canaanite on this earth right now is George Soros. He's a Canaanite. What did he do during the Second World War? He actually financed Hitler to kill the Jews. I mean, and he said right on TV, he was interviewed on CBNC, which is their financial arm, and I remember the gal asking him, well, don't you feel guilty doing that? He said, no, it was the finest hour of my life. That's the way they are. That's the way they think. They hate godliness. They hate anything that has to do with God, and they will even kill their own kind just to get an advantage in the political realm. That's what we see happening with Antifa and with BLM, is these communist socialist people in power. They've said we have to move now. Too many people are waking up. Too many people understand what's going on, and we can't put it off any longer. We've got to do it now. The thing that bothers me is that I hear Trump saying that he's going to help distribute this vaccine. Now, I don't know if that means he's going to force them to take it or if he's just going to use the military to distribute it, but that worries me a little bit because we'd all hoped that maybe he would be on the right side. He is on the right side on most things, but I don't know where he stands on this, and I've tried to find out, and I don't have the answer.
I've seen that too, Pastor. You know, Sam warned everybody before the election. He's the guy that syndicates our show. Without Sam, there would be no Blood River Radio. But this isn't my first time to the rodeo. I've seen many politicians come and go, and they all make promises. But Trump did stand out for me in certain ways. I'm not making excuses for him. You know, I'm still, the jury's still out with me.
I understand.
The jury better come in.
The best we've had so far.
Yes, you know. But, you know, you made a statement also about George Soros. I've heard similar things that you said, too. I also heard that when they asked him what it felt like, to kind of paraphrase what you said.
Yeah.
He said there's no greater feeling than having the power of life and death in your hand. He said,
right,
to have
right.
a man's life in your hand and crush it. He said, to crush that life, he said, that's the ultimate high. He said, it's like an orgasm. He said, it's better than any drug.
He got away
with it.
Yeah, that's the same with Hillary Clinton and those that have been involved in witchcraft for all these years. And they've been bleeding these kids for their adrenochrome so that they have this drug addiction for a high. And they've already arrested 160,000 people worldwide, I understand. And that's why they cleaned out the Vatican. They cleaned out the Vatican, and they've gone down under the ground and blown up a lot of tunnels where they had a lot of these rituals and where they kept a lot of the kids. And our own government people in our states have been party to it. The people in the social welfare system, when they get a child that doesn't have any parents, nobody wants them, they don't know what else to do, they sold them to this bunch. And they disappeared. Nobody cared.
We have another quick break, Pastor. We'll be
okay,
right back after this.
Break.
Hang on, everybody. Be right back with Pastor Everett Ramsey.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As civil unrest and protest continue around the country, Portland continues to be the epicenter, as protests there have led to federal charges against over 75 individuals. Many have been charged with failing to obey lawful orders or assaulting federal officers. Four of those face arson or attempted arson charges. Black Lives Matter protests against excessive police force and racism have taken place in Portland for over 90 straight days. The feds said on many nights after peaceful demonstrations end, public and private buildings have been the targets of vandalism and destruction, making it harder for local businesses to stay afloat. Portland U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said, while the FBI supports and safeguards constitutionally protected activity and civil rights, there is zero permit for assault, arson, or property damage, and these are not victimless crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
And as if there wasn't enough damage from Hurricane Laura, carbon monoxide poisoning from generators appears to have killed more people in Louisiana and Texas than the hurricane itself, claiming at least 8 lives along the Gulf Coast, where the storm destroyed buildings and left over 500,000 without power. The threat associated from generators looms as more than 230,000 customers remain without power, including 80,000 in the Lake Charles area alone. While the exact death toll from the destruction left by Laura still remains unclear, 14 fatalities in Texas and Louisiana combined are reported so far. Chadwick Boseman, known for his role as King T'Challa on Marvel's Black Panther, has passed away after a 4-year battle with cancer. A Twitter post said the actor, who also played black icons such as James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, and Jackie Robinson, died at home with his wife and family. Boseman was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016, and it progressed to stage 4. He was 43 years of age. This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, we're right back. You're listening to Blood River Radio. It is August the 29th, the year of our Lord 2020. And we have Pastor Everett Ramsey on, just in case you're just still getting tuned in. He's the senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church, the congregation of God's covenant people. He just got to explaining pretty much what that means, what that term means, a congregation of God's covenant people. If you missed that, you're welcome, more than welcome, to go back to the archives. The archives will be up probably within an hour or two after the show. It depends on how busy our webmaster is. But anyway, we're going to go back to that conversation. And before I add, here goes another rabbit trail I heard during the news. Then we'll go back and ask Pastor about these pamphlets. Let's talk about the police. I heard just this very day that in the month of July, there were over 100 police officers. I've heard from over 100 to over 200 police officers, federal officers, were injured just in the month of July, I think chiefly in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. And there's been no reprisals. No one has gone to jail. No one's been, suffered anything. Maybe if they've shot a couple of thugs, in my opinion, they need to shoot several hundred thousand more and clean those suckers out and get it. I mean, I'll say, let's get those barrels red, man, like we did in the NOM. But, I'll say this, and this is what's really insane. In the state of Virginia, where we still have our brothers in prison up there in the gulag from the Battle of Charlottesville, 8, 12, 17 a day that will go down in infamy, the state of Virginia is actually, they've already passed the bill in the state Senate. It's going to the Congress. It's going to the House now. And the bill says there will no longer be of a law. You won't be, if you attack a policeman, assault a cop, there's no law against assaulting a policeman. Don't take that word, don't take my word for it. Go in and research it for yourself. I heard it just today. I'm going to run that by you again. If you live in the state of Virginia, there's a good chance this law is going to be made. This resolution is going to become law. And you can go out and just assault cops till the cows come home, and there's no reprisals. Unless you're a question I would ask these communist Jew legislatures in Virginia, well, how does that work both ways? Now, what if the cops go ahead and put a round right through the head of one of these satanic people? Would that, how's that work? Anyway, Pastor, I heard that, and I just had to comment on that. It's just crazier and crazier every day.
Well, you're on the right track. I heard that they were lowering it from a felony to a misdemeanor, and now evidently they're just wiping it off. I don't know. But let me first say that we have a son who is works for the St. Louis Police Department. So we're very well aware of what's going on. And he does not have a street job. He has an inside job, but he was required recently to put on a flak jacket and take out shotguns and all kinds of things to stand out with the SWAT team to guard his office. And, of course, that was just very disturbing to us that he would have to do that. The fact that St. Louis, a democratic, liberal city, would allow the crooks to have free rein against the police. And so everybody who can retire is retiring. Everybody who's young and got in said, this is not for us, and left. And they can't hire any. They can't find any. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get to the place where we don't have any police. And when they do, it's going to wind up being people out here in the country that have the weapons and the ability to defend themselves. And when it's brought to their front door, they're not going to be afraid to use it.
Amen to that, Pastor. That's why I was saying that. I don't know if these retarded Luciferian Bolshevik communists have thought about it, but that's going to be a two-way street. Police and the good citizens, we're not going to sit there and take that man.
You're not going to allow these people to break down your door and rape your wife and daughters and kill your children and steal your goods. You're not going to allow that to happen. If it comes to that, it's either going to be them or us.
Amen to that. You know, I was going to cover something in the next hour. Well, anyway, before I go to that, before I know the rabbit trail, I was going to ask you, Pastor, tell us a little bit about is there anything in these two booklets recently published you'd like to talk about?
Well, I've kind of covered them a little bit, and one of them is titled The Days of Noah, and I put in the record what it was like in the days of Noah and how it is very similar today. There's actually 20-some pages on that booklet. There's another booklet that's a little bit smaller. It's called Is Forced Vaccination of COVID-19 the Mark of the Beast? And that's about, that's 8 or 10 pages. And it deals with the revelation. You know, the revelation tells us in the end time that we would be seduced by people using sorcery. Well, sorcery is a word, pharmakia, which means pharmacy, or where we get our word drug. So with this vaccine is one of those trickery, sly, deceitful pharmaceutical solutions to meet their agenda, but does nothing for us. In fact, it destroys us. So that's why I've written the two booklets. They both go together. And if people read them, I think they'll be enlightened. And I think if they're honest, they'll have to say they will have to make some decisions on what they're going to do when the time comes.
You know, another thing, I think you mentioned it too, Pastor Everett. They have these things called bots. And I remember Sam talking about bots some years ago. And I thought,
nanobots.
Talking about?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
That's what they're going to have. That's what they're going to have in these things. They're going to have electrified nanobots that are actually going to go in and make sure that whatever they put in there goes into every single cell in your body.
And you know, Pastor, I've heard that these they're kind of like miniature. Well, they are miniature robots, but they're designed to actually. The understanding I have, they could actually produce, redistribute, rearrange the DNA
yes.
and the RNA inside
right.
their body. And
yes.
another thing they can do, act as a marker where you can be
right.
tracked.
Right.
They can track the people who have the shots. And I've heard also that the so-called test, I think I might have had one. I'm not sure when I was at the VA back in January and February, Veterans Hospital, and they stick these two little things in your nose. So who knows? Maybe I've been injected with something, but it hasn't changed my attitude one unless it's made me more hardcore.
Well, give you some hope. They're back at that far back. We do believe that in the later when they weren't getting enough people sick, that there was some evidence by some nurses that took those swabs before they were ever used and had them checked and they came back positive. The most they would have done is give you the virus at that point. I don't think that I wouldn't let them give me a test, and my wife wouldn't let them give her a test. We didn't want the virus. I don't think I would have thought that they were putting some kind of nanobot or something in at that point. The nanobot has to be injected into the bloodstream somewhere.
Well, you know, at the time I went in back in January, February, that's before all this hysteria got going.
Yeah.
And I was totally unaware that they were testing people like that.
I still
don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Pastor.
No, I just going to say, that's why I don't think you have to worry about it. I think at that point in time, they were so confident what they were doing was going to work, they didn't have to use shenanigans. But it didn't work, so they had to help it out. It's a proven fact that over 90% of the people who died were put on ventilators. So if you feel like you got the flu, for goodness sakes, don't go get tested. Don't go to the hospital and stay away from ventilators. that's
true.
A way to stay healthy.
Yes, sir. And Pastor, before I forget, tell us something. Get out your website where people can listen to give the hours. I'm sure people can listen to your sermons and listen to
right.
maybe let's tune in live to your
well, it's the same. Basically, it takes after the name. It's just godscovenantpeople.com is all it is. It takes you to where they have all the videos. I got brain locked too. But that'll take you into my channel onto the TV area. On a computer, you do it on a computer, just type in the browser, godscovenantpeople.com, and it'll take you in. And I've probably got 600 or 800 sermons on there, and other people, too. We have Dave Barley, we have Dr. Jennings, and we've got several other pastors on there besides ourselves. So they could just listen to a lot of things going on. Now, my own personal website, if they want to communicate with me, if they want to ask me for something or they want a copy of these booklets, they need to go to EverettRamseyDD.com, and every page of my website has a place where you can fill it out and send me an email, and I'll answer it.
Yes, sir. I can't believe this hour is flying by. We're going to our final commercial for this hour, Pastor. We'll be right back, people, right after this last break.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, welcome back, people. I guess it's kind of late to be reading this, but I'll let you know the date one more time in case you're as dumb as I am and keep forgetting. It's August the 29th, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. And we have Everett Ramsey on. He's Dr. Everett Ramsey. He's got a bunch of degrees here, and he really does. And he's the senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church, Congregation of God's Chosen People. And we've been talking about the forced vaccinations. And I was chipping in my 2 cents worth there. But before I go off any more rabbit trails, we'll go back to Pastor Ramsey. And the pastor now... you said they got about six. How many sermons did you say you got that they can go in and listen to? Can they go in and pick up a sermon like, kind of like in the Gideon's Bible? If you want a sermon, if your faith is low, if you want a sermon up, you know, if you're praying for a special person.
I think that the guy that takes care of my website and that particular, he does give them some titles. They're usually the ones on top will be the latest ones that I've given. The farther down the list you go, the older the sermons will be. So if you want something on this subject, I've taught on this subject in several places, and they've all gone on there. So you should be able to find them. And if you have trouble finding something you're looking for, if you can get to my website and send me an email, we'll try to help you find it. We'll do whatever we can to help.
Yes, sir. You know... I don't know if I'm premature here or not in announcing this, but you're working on this big, what would you call it, a convention, a conference?
Yeah, well,
you're bringing.
Right. In fact, I'm glad you brought it up because we've always had it in Branson in April, and then this COVID thing came along and they canceled us out, and they rebooked us for October, and now they just canceled us again. So what we've done is we're right here in Houston, Missouri, in the center of the Ozarks. There is a community building that'll seat 500. It's got a commercial kitchen, has everything we need, and we got it for a very reasonable rate. And so on October the 9th, 10th, and 11th, we'll be meeting here. People will have to register. We tell people this is not a public meeting. What we mean by that is you have to ask to come. And we're not going to let Antifa come, and we're not going to let BLM come. We're going to let people who are God's covenant people come. And so the only way we can control that is people need to get a hold of us and let us know that they want information, how they can get registered. And when you come to check in on Friday or Saturday, we'll have a tag for you that has your name and state, and you'll get in. No charge. There's no charge for it. We have 7 speakers this year, have 2 or 3 music groups, and we expect a great crowd and a great time, and we'd love to have any of God's people there that want to come.
Well, you know, I've talked to Matt about this, one of my co-hosts, and I just love that kid to death. He's working a lot. He would be on tonight. He's working. Plus, he is in love, Pastor. Maybe you can marry him when he gets. He's pretty much in love right now. Matter of fact, I was talking to probably who's going to be his future son-in-law. I mean, excuse me, his future brother-in-law today.
Oh.
He says, yep, he thinks they're probably going to get married. So, when maybe, who knows, stranger things happen. Maybe if me and Matt could come over there, maybe they could get married at this place, but you might not want to do that, though.
We'd be glad to do it. And we're probably going to ordain one guy into the ministry, and I usually give I'm president of Saxon University, which is studies our theology, and I usually give away some degrees at that point in time every year. So we do a lot of different things. We're trying to bind the group together to somewhat. I know we're almost an unbindable group. The Israelites have always been fighting each other since they've been alive. But at some times they get together and they actually do some great things.
You know, I guess if I had to guess, I'd say probably the Anglo-Saxon, Scotch-Irish, so to speak, brand of people. They must be right out of that the Israelite bloodline because they were always fighting.
Yeah,
I know my dad.
Right. We're basically known today as Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavians. That's who we are. And so we are the largest national group. I get really frustrated when we talk about we're one nation under God. Well, we were originally. But when you talk in the Bible, when you talk about nations, you're talking about bloodlines. You're not talking about politics. You're not talking about geographic area. You're talking about bloodlines. And originally, the United States of America was one nation of Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Israelite people. But the more we've diluted that, today you can't really say that. We're not one nation under God.
Haven't been that way for a long time. Matter of fact, here I go on one of my rabbit trails again, but I was listening to someone, I think, on your website, Pastor, something you sent me. I forget the name. I can't remember the name of the video. But there
might have been Danny or Paul or somebody of that nature, or David.
Might have been. They were talking. The guy, he described himself as an old Missouri hilljack. Whatever a hilljack is, unless it's, you know, an old Missouri.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I think probably
yeah.
a jackass, a mule.
Yeah,
I think I got some jackass and me too. But he was talking about the count. When you mentioned all a nation being all the one people, you know, he was going back, I believe it was 1620 when the pilgrims came over from England. And I think they traced their bloodline. I think they went over to what's probably Belgium for a while. Maybe that was the Puritans that came 8 years after the pilgrims. I can't remember. But they were all of one accord on that ship. And he was talking about, and believe it or not, I'm getting to a point. Before, I think it was William Bradford, William Bradford would let them come off of that ship, they had to agree to this so-called Mayflower Compact.
Right.
And I believe this one thing has always bothered me about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I bet you can guess what it is in a minute, because to my knowledge, the Mayflower Compact was a more perfect document because it had a certain name in there, if I'm not mistaken. It said they came over here for the greater glory of God and I think Jesus Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you see, to my knowledge, I know this is another rabbit trail, but this has always bothered me. You know, we talk about the Christian nation, and we have the Declaration of Independence, but the word God is in there. But you can always say, but which God?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You
know, well, yeah, I would agree that the Constitution of the United States certainly was a trickery way of getting God out of politics, because before the Declaration of Independence and before the formation of the new Constitution, every state in the Union, which were 13 or 14 at that time, every single one of them had requirements that you could not hold office unless you were a Christian, and you had to attend church, you had to be involved in the preaching, hearing the preaching of the word, I mean, I've got that all in my library where all 13 of the colonies had the same laws. And once they signed off on the Constitution, it says very plainly in there that you can have no test, religious test of any kind required to hold an office. So they opened it up to the most vile people in the world.
That's probably where they, and what, the thing started going downhill almost immediately, didn't they, Pastor?
Yep, they did. They sure did.
Matter of fact, John Jay, the very first Chief Justice of the very first Supreme Court, 1789, I guess, he said, I'll kind of paraphrase it. I think I used to be able to remember it. But he said that the United States of America was created by Christians for Christians. And he said that for the greater glory of God, Jesus Christ. And he said that it would behoove the people of the colonies in the United States to select for them their leaders Christians. I mean, that's right there, the very first Supreme Court justice. So you're right. That's always bothered me. I don't know. But sounds like that, according to what you just told me, it sounds like it was something I should have been bothered about.
Yes, it was. I don't know if you followed the very first black justice on the Supreme Court was Thurgood Marshall. And he was chosen in 1987, I think it was, or somewhere in there, to lead a celebration of the 200th year of the Constitution. And at first he rejected. At first he said, I can't do it. He said, I hated it. It wasn't for us. But then they convinced him to do it, and I still have the speech that he made in Los Angeles, California, where he basically said, this country was founded by Christians for Christians and by white people for white people. And then he follows that with, thank God we now have a democracy because of the Civil War. And we no longer have a theocracy. So he knew well what the deal was, and most people do, but they don't teach in schools. They don't teach that in school. I went through, not only did I go to high school, but I went to business college and I went to a seminary, and I didn't learn any of that in school. I learned it on my own. So they're hiding the truth in the school system.
I learned very little in school that in the way of true history. I certainly did. But, you know, Pastor, I've gotten off so many rabbit trails. I'm going to ask you a question. I know you have no crystal ball at all, but what's your prediction on, do you think, let's just say, for instance, if President Trump gets reelected, do you think he's going to go along with the government program of forced vaccinations? Are they going to go door to door? Are they going to force vaccinate people, in your opinion? Do you think they'll do that?
Well, I'll tell you what I tell people around here. I get asked that question a lot. Number one, everything is right for the wicked forces to try to do what they're doing. And I think there will be an attempt to do that. But I don't know what God's time is. I don't know what God's timing is. Either we will come down to the final trial and many of us will die, or the Lord will bring victory and raise people up to lead us back out of this treachery into a more righteous way. It can't go on the way it is. It has to go one way or the other. And we are, no matter what, let me give you this word of encouragement. We are still the apple of God's eye. And he says, when the wicked touch us, his anger comes up in his face. So we have to believe at some point he's going to become angry. How many of us will suffer before? I don't know. But I think that we live in very treacherous times, and I do not think it looks good. I think that the probability of us having to face some downtime, it looks pretty high.
Pastor, I apologize. I would have you close in prayer, but we run completely
out of
time.
That's all right. We'll pray. We'll pray for you. All right. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor. People, you just got to listen to Pastor Everett Ramsey, and our next guest is going to be one of my very favorite people on the second hour. His name is General Nick Blastovic. He's going to be on, and I believe that I'm the co-host of Gene Andrews. I believe he's back in his home in Nashville. He's going to come in and help me interview the general. So hold on to your seats. We're going to transition to the second hour. Thank you so much, Doug.